Kotschen Zeach, Mitztafin Zeim Zeh Lemeila. Okay, so this is not such a chiddush. Kotschen Zeach, Mitztafin Zeim Zeh Lemeila. The Kotschen Zeach, a Mitztarif with each other for Meila. Posha types is that you have a little bit of Kotschen Zeach, of an oila, a little bit of a chatas, and together you have a shear, so you chayef for Meila, even though you didn't have a shear from each one. We'll see what that shear is. But whatever the shear is, you didn't have the shear. And you also chayev for pigul, noiser, and tomei. Now this is going to be very difficult to understand, that piece of the Mishnah, because the simple pshat in that part of the Mishnah means that if somebody would eat a half a kazayas of pigul and a half a kazayas of noiser, he'd be chayev. That's very difficult to understand. Because at least by Me'ila we understand it's an umbrella. It's Me'ila Behekdesh. So there we could say there's one Shem Issa. Shem Issa is Me'ila Behekdesh. Especially if you learn it's Gzela, right? Which we're going to deal with. If you learn it's Gzela from Hekdesh. So there it's very, makes a lot of sense. It's Gzela in a Hekdesh. So I stole. So if you go into somebody's house and you steal 20 different items, it's all Maisa Geneva. So we don't look at it like this is a geneva of a chair, this is a geneva of a pocketbook. It's a geneva. So we understand it's all one geneva. Just like on Yom Kippur Lamoshel, all achil is mitzaref. Same thing. Because the issur is achil. The issur is not this thing or that thing. The issur is achil. It's generic. When you're dealing with pigul, noiser, these things, these are separate issurim. That would be like having a half a kazayas of nevela. And having a half a kazayis of chaylev, of course it's not mitztaref. So that's also difficult. That statement of the Mishnah is difficult. Well, what's the tziruf? Pasha pshat is that you're having a little bit of pigul and a little bit of noiser, and altogether you have a kazayis. That's pasha pshat. Okay? Says the Mishnah. If you look at Tosfos, he says, Shemochal chatzi zayas mizeh, v'chatzi zayas mizeh, chayiv kolas. Okay? Half a kazayas of this, half a kazayas of that, it's mitzvah. Okay. Says the Echot kotche mizbeach, v'echot kotche berek abayas, mitzvah in zeim zeh l'meila. Whether it's kotche mizbeach or kotche berek abayas, they're mitztaref with each other for Me'ila. This is also, we'll have to see, it's going to be a challenge to understand, because if we learn that Kotche Mizbeach is one type of Me'ila, as we explained, it's more of an Isser, and Kotche Berek Abayis is Gezel, so how do they join forces? That's another issue that has to be clarified. But this is what the Mishnah says. Okay, so first we'll get out of the way the Pigul Noiser Tomei piece. So, there are those who want to learn that this is such a chiddush to say that it's mitztaref, that really what we're talking about here is having a half a kazayas of pigul from a chatas and a half a kazayas of pigul from an oil. Because if you're going to have that, you're going to have a kazayas of pigul and a kazayas of noiser, how do they connect? This is actually refuted from a sugya in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim reads as follows. Ha-pigul ha-noise va-atome she-bolon ze-bo-ze. If you take pigul, noise, atome, you mix them together, and now you have a kazayas. So you have a machlekes in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down, one opinion says you're potter. Why you're potter? The new reason. Because probably one of the meaning is marbe al chaveiloi. Meaning, you put pigul together with noiser, it's not possible it's exact. That means there's a little more pigul than there is noiser. And memele it's mevatlet. Yetzer sheilo yarbe min al chaveiloi v'yevatloi. So the Gemara says that's not really pligid Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says this is tafayin ches and zvochim. Kishem shein mitzis mevatlet zuazu, kach eni surim mevatloim zuazu. It's one din. He says, just like you can't be mevatel, you know, we spoke about that in Pesachim,
when you mix matzah and moro together, Hillel used to put the matzah and moro together, because Hillel said that ain mitzvahs mevatel zuzu, they're not mevatel each other, the matzah is not mevatel the moro, or the other way around. In fact, in time of the Beis Hamikdash, they used to put together Pesach, matzah, and moro, everything together. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, that just like mitzvahs are not mevatel each other, Yisurim are not mevatel each other. The only issue the Gemara has in Zvachim, that there should be a din that if you eat it, you bepotter, is because they mevatel each other. But otherwise, you're chayef. Even though l'chayef, it's different Yisurim. Every time, if you have a kazayas, you're only having a piece of this and a piece of that. So that really flows with our sugya, our Mishnah, that seems to say they are mitzvah with each other. Now the Rambam actually paskins this way. The Rambam brings down in Perek Yudches and Psulim Mugdash from the beginning. He says as follows: Pigul noisa v'tomei shebo'u on ze b'zev ha'acholon chayev. Chayev. He doesn't say you have to eat a kazayas from each one. It's good to eat a kazayas, chayev. The ein yisurim mevatlim ze ze. And the Rambam makes a blank statement. The ein yisurim mevatlim ze ze. Now it's interesting that in Yerdeya, first of all, the Rambam is only found over here. Now, this Rambam that I'm reading to you is the beginning of Perek Yudches in Psulei HaMakdoshim. Interestingly, nowhere else does the Rambam bring down that Isurim are not mevatel each other. This is Negei and Kolat Erekula. Chelev, Nevela, and anything else. Mevatel Zuzu. It's all over. Potentially. Well, it's yes, it is. Well, bittul would negate the possibility of tzirif. Just because there's no bittul doesn't mean there's tzirif. It's two steps, but you can't hold tzirif if you hold bittul. There's nothing in the tzarif. The Rambam is saying he's saying both l'chayra, because he says he doesn't say you need to eat a kazayas of bowls. He says you just have to eat a kazayas. It's mashma, there's tzirif, as the Gemara is mashma, there's tzirif. As our Mishnah is mashma this too. He says, I'm mevatel each other, which l'chayra means, the Rambam seems to be saying, the idea that they could be mitzaref, that's partial. That's our Mishnah really. The idea that you could take different Yisur and put them together, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that they're not mevatel each other. That the Rambam says, ain't Yisur and mevatel on zezer. That's the Rambam. So grab I brought down here, and it's, I didn't want to pack on the Maramakonis too much, I'll just tell you what it says. There's a crazy place here, Bianis and Ibishitz, and he says, I don't understand, he says. Why lahalacha, we do, on Pesach, we put matzah mora together. Why do we put matzah mora together? For Hillel Shita. And actually, it's a suffix if we hold like Hillel. We do like Hillel, Zechelim and Tishkil. So I don't understand. And the Gemara says that Hillel is this Shita that holds Eini Surin, Mevatlin, Zezeh. So Rabbi Yonasan Abishak says, I don't understand. So why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? In Yerodeh, we paskin faker from the Rambam. We paskin Yisurim Amavakal each other. We paskin if you have 59 and a half kazayasim of heter, right? And a half a kazayas of Isra, of Nevela. And then a kazayas of chelev falls in. We paskin his bottle. Because the chelev in the mixture, the nevela in the mixture is mevatel the chelev. Means we hold these surim are mevatel each other. So the Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz is asking we shouldn't. The truth is Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz could ask even better. The stam mishnah of our mishnah is mashma that these surim are not mevatel each other. But that's a side issue. But he said that's what he says. He says v'tamua. He says I don't understand. He says I don't understand. Mevur berosh to mesap koloni alocha kehilul. The reason why we do kerach is because maybe the alocha is like kehilul. Shein mitzvahs mevatel zuzu, and then isurim is not mevatel zuzu, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch should be machmer. Why is the Shulchan Aruch mekel? Shulchan Aruch should be machmer. That's his question. By isurim. So I just want to tell you one simple. I want to tell you one simple thing. The main focus I want to go is in Me'ila today. I just want to tell you one simple thing which I think will answer this. If you look in the Rambam only brings down Ein Yisurim Mevatel Zuzu by Kotcha. So So really, we only have two models for any swim about mezuzah by Kachim or Mishnah. And by the way, there's no other Mishnah in Shas like this either. Only by Kachim. There's no Mishnah in Shas that the other Isurim are Mitzarev together. This is the only place that you find it. The Rambam also only brings it down in Maaseh Korbanos. And one other place, the Rambam brings down by Matzah Mara. He says, when you do Korach Matzah Mara, he says, no problem. Because ain't Isurim Mevat Nezum, ain't Mitzvahs Mevat Nezum. So they're not Mevat Nezum. The Pasuk teaches it's the same reason, meaning Bittul comes about when you have two conflicting elements, so one is mevatel the other. The Ran, famous Ran in the Dorum, Daf Nun Tes, says that's the reason why Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim is not bottle. Because it's not enough of a contradiction. That means if I have something which is mutter and something which will become mutter tomorrow, it's not enough of a min b'shein emina. The Ran says that's why every Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim is not bottle. That's the Ran Shita. So it's the same idea. Isurim are not mevatel each other because they have the same last name. They're similar. So, and mitzvah is the same thing. So it seems to be one svara. But the Rambam only brings it down in those two places. By Kachim, which follows our Mishnah, and by Pesach, Lagabi Korach. Those are the two models we have. So I want to tell you a simple svara that would answer this. Simple svara. The Rambam brings down that even when the Beis HaMikdash was around and they did Korach, he says they did Korach, according to Hillel, Matzah Mor, not Pesach. It's not the way we say it. Zeichel Mikdash Kil Kena, so it was Korach, Pesach Matzah Mor. No, just Matzah Mor. In fact, in some Haggadahs, they have the Nusach like the Rambam. Kena, so Hillel was Matzah Mor, Korach Matzah Mor, not Pesach Matzah Mor. Now, that sheet of the Rambam is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows. Yerushalmi says, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, this is Yerushalmi in Chal, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yechanon says, Koyrech Matzah Moro, but im Yikrach Pesach, Rabbo Olovu Mevatlo. But if you put Pesach too, then there'll be Mevatel Zuzu. What's the pshat? So I'll tell you very simple. Really, Isurim are Mevatel each other. And Mitzvahs are Mevatel each other. Are. In order for them not to, it has to be that there's a common denominator between these Mitzvahs. Besides for the fact that this is an Isur. The Isurim have to be related. If the Isurim are related, then they won't be mevatel each other. Just like min b'mina. It's not just enough to say very generically, well, it's isurim, right? Which is the way simply we read it. And isurim mevatel is the way, mitzvah is mevatel is the way. Now, matzah is very unique. Matzah is both a zecher l'cheres, and it's a zecher l'avdus. Halach ma'an yedachal na'av son abar de mitzrayim. Matzah is also a zecher for the avdus in mitzrayim. The Mora is the Zechel Avdus. So therefore the Matz and Mora have an underlying, they all go under a certain umbrella. So it's true the Matz has something, and Pesach is different. Pesach is completely Zechel Achayis. Pesach has no Zechel Avdus. That's Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan in the Yerushalmi. That if you would put the Pesach into the puzzle, then already it would be bottle. Because the Pesach is foreign. That wouldn't work. Mora and Matzah, that works. And that's why the Rambam holds that even when the Beis HaMikdash was there, he holds like a Yechanan. They only did Matzah and Mora together, Pesach not. By Kachim, the Gemara brings down that there's a lav, we're going to learn about this lav later on, towards the end of the Masechta, Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel, Yesh Loisasei Alachilosei, which means all Kachim Psulim, besides for the fact that each one, of course, has its own lav. Pigul has a lav. Noiser has a lav. Tomei, everything has its own lav. But then there's a generic lav. Okay, it's a lav shebecholos. You won't necessarily get malchus on that lav. But there's a lav shebecholos, which is kol shebakodesh posel. Anything which is kachim psulim, there's a loiser se'alachilosa. So I want to tell you very simple. That memela acts as an umbrella for pigul, for noiser, for tomei. And that's why the Rambam only brings down that any surim of atlan zuazu, only kol sheba kodesh posel. Only by kodesh. Because only by kodesh do you have this rule where there's a generic law. Where all kodesh and psulim go under that umbrella. Then it becomes like matzah and mora, even though matzah has its own reason, of course. And it's a zeicha for cheres too. But matzah has, it shares something with the mora, that's enough that it shouldn't be mevakel the mora. It's enough that it could connect to the mora. And that would be the pshat over here as well, of why these things could be mitzarev together. The pigul, the noiser, the tomei, they could be mitzarev together because there's a kol sheba kodesh. And Tak, if you look in the Rambam, Halacha L'maaseh, the Rambam brings down that if you have, it is mitzarev. Yichayev, if you eat from them together, a kazayas over here. But again, it's only found by kodeshim and by matzah. That's the only thing it's found. Okay. Oh, but so by kodeshim, so I'm telling you, by matzah more, that wouldn't be the case. By matzah, you talk, I have to have a kazayas matzah and have a kazayas more. Because there, you don't have a generic lav. Here, you have an actual lav that's generic.
So that both takes care of the fact that both...
It's tziruv too, because it's mitzara for this lav of kol sheba kodesh posel. That's the basis for the tziruv.
And for the fact that
not both. By matzah, you don't have that tziruv thing. That's why you'd have to have a kazayas matzah. Even when Hillel was around and you did korach lahalocha, you didn't have a half a kazayas of matzah and half a kazayas of mor. Because matzah is barav techlu matzahs. And mor is mor. It's a separate chiyuv. Okay.
Are there instances where it's not possible, but where it's not possible to get stuff, you go to?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Matzah and mor is that way.
That
would be the case, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. Bakudish, place, you saw it, voice, say, oh, from there we learn how kol sheba kodesh posel. We think the Gemara is going to bring the drasha. Okay. Says the Gemara. If you want to look it up, if you turn to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah, you got the Mishnah there on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. If you go in the Gemara, this Mishnah says the opposite of our Mishnah. Pigul v'anoisa ein mitzdaf. Right? But that's only for tumen. Neshein shneim, this is for tumen. Omar avidam shmuel yishon alo tumas yadayim et rabon alo ina achila mitzdafin. Rabbi Lezer oim alo yechol ki koydish u kol sheba koydish posel bo akosum litein lois to say al achilosa. It's a separate lav. But that lav, memela, gets rid of the problem of mevatlan zeh as well. Because once they have a generic connection, so then already it's not bottle. And then once we have a generic lav, if they have a generic cause, then I'm avatal each other. If they have a generic lav, then it's not to get it. That's the chiluk.
There's no other characteristic of the
You don't need to have this in Cheres. You just need that they're not the same, that's all. In the middle, they'll become bottle. Okay. This answers the Rabbi Anderson Ibishitz's discussion. Why did the Shulchan Aruch here or there bring down any sum of Atlan Zezeh? It's not Negeah. The Rambam brought it down because he wrote a Sefer on Kutchim. Shulchan Aruch is only talking about Issa V'Heter. In Issa V'Heter, there's no such thing as a Mevatel. They are Mevatel each other. That's why Shulchan Aruch only brought down that they're Mevatel each other. It's Zayin on the base. Mila, by us. You Zayin on the base. Okay. Says the Gemara. Okay, so now we're going to get to this. I just want to quickly go through the Gemara. We're going to get back to this. What is the tziruf here? Because Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says the tziruf is on the Shavat Pruta. See Rashi? Rashi says, right? So Rashi says it's talking about value. It's mitzarif and value.
If you look at Tosfos, the top Tosfos and the Tosfos that we underlined in the Maror Mekoymos, Echav Kol Shem Mizbeach, Tosfos learns it's talking about Shiurei Achila. Imocha Bosor Oilu Zu Chatzi Zayas, and Imosa Acheres Chatzi Zayas. Chayev Kovam Mila. V'chein L'man Dom Mila B'shov Aputeh. And the Tosfos that we underlined, Echod Kotshim Mizbeach, Echod Kotshim Mizbeach, Shemene Kachatzi Zayas Bosa Mikotshim Mizbeach. V'kachatzi Zayas Mibosa Kodesh, Udishu Bedeh Rabayis, Mitztaf. Now this Tosfos sheet is a plea. It's really a plea. Because Bedeh Rabayis is Gzela. Not Yisra Achila. It's Gzela. So if it's Gzela, what does it have to do with Kazayas? Once it's a Shava Pruta, it's a Shava Pruta. The whole thing is what does it mean? Tosfos says that if you had a half a Kazayas from Kotshe Mizbeach, and you had a half a Kazayas of Kotshe Berek Abayas, what's Kotshe Berek Abayas? It means a guy took a piece of meat, and he was makdish it to Berek Abayas for its value. Why does he have to eat a Kazayas from it? Why is it different than anything Berek Abayas has? If he sits on a chair of Berek Abayas, he's Moyo Behegdish. So why would this? Why should this be different? It's a parallel taste. What? No, I'm saying you don't need Achshadeh. Berek Abayas is stealing. So once you took a Shavah Prut, it's stealing. What does the Tzirif mean? What do you need Tzirif for? If you use something that belongs to Hegdish, you might over Hegdish. It's really a plea. So the Tikkun Ezra asked this question. The Tikkun Ezra here says, he says, I don't understand Bechlal, he says. He says, V'tzorachin, he says. The Kotche Berek Abayas, he says, Eich Shayach Shir Kazayas. He says, I don't know even what a Kazayas has to do here. He says, L'choyah V'Kotche Berek Abayas Shayach Rak Shir Pruta. The only thing that you could deal with is a Shir Pruta. It's stealing. What does Kazayas have to do? The culture better Abayas and Kedushas Domim. Ubivadai lo shayach lo shiurim shol Kazayas, shehu shir mi macholos asuras. Kazayas is a shir in macholos asuras. What's that to do with Mila? That's his kasha. And that's really, it's a plea. It's a plea. So we're going to get to this. Let's just go through the sugya. Hashtag yeshleim a culture to Tony Echad culture in his beach. The Echad culture better Abayas. The high kedushas aguf, the high kedushas domim. Once the Mishnah says in the Sefer that even if you have kedushas mizbeach and kedushas berek abayas together, which are very different than mitzdarif, afi lochi k'toni mitzdarif and zemzeh, kotshem mizbeach and kotshem mizbeach miboya, kotshem mizbeach of kuvus, mishum diktoni alo lachayev alo mishum pigul noyse v'tomei, the kotshem berek abayas loy. Therefore, it lists two cases. By Berek Abayas, you don't have Pigul Noisa Tomei, obviously. So that's why it said it separately. It says the Gemara, Mishumochi Kopoligo. That's why it listed as a separate Mishnah. Om Rav Yanai Machvalta. Rav Yanai Machvalta said, or some say the word Machvalta is he's saying something is clear. Om Rav Yanai is saying, Machvalta, it's clear to me, that's how Tosfos learns. Ein chayovim mishumilo, elo al kotshe berek abayis. This is like a mouthful. There's no milo at all. Kotshe mizbeach, there's no milo. Which fits beautifully, his opinion, with the concept that milo is gzela. As we explained many times, kotshe mizbeach doesn't really belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Kotshe mizbeach is yours. It's your call. So it makes sense what Rav Yanai is saying. He's saying, machvat, that's clear to me, that by kotche mizbeach there shouldn't be meal at all. Ein chayov mishumila la kotche berek abayas. The oila bovat, he says, oila I would include my taime to amakro nefesh kisim ol mal mikotche Hashem. The Torah is only mal b'kotche Hashem. Kedoshim amiyuchadim la Hashem yesh po meila kotche mizbeach ispula kahan vispula bailim. There's no meal at all. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Our Mishnah says not like that. Tanan, Kol Shem Mizbeach, Mitztarif and Zemzeh, Mila. Our Mishnah says clearly, there's Mila, by Kol Shem Mizbeach. The Gemara says the Mishnah is Midrabbanan. What about the very first Mishnah in Mila? Kol shekadoshim sheshachtam b'dorim ma'alim b'hem. The Gemara says also midrabbanan. Tanan anenim in achatas k'shichayil imal at sheivgom. Until you downgrade the value. K'shimeso kibun shenena kol shumah. You see clearly as mila by kotshim. Midrabbanan. Says the Gemara midarais aloi. For Tanya, we learned Rebbe Yoimer Kol Chel of Hashem LeRaboi Seimurim Kotshim Kalam LeMeila. So you see, it's a pasuk that there's Meila by the limbs of Kotshim Kalam Midrabbana, also Midrabbana. I Hakol Konosilo. It's a pasuk. Asmachta Baalim. It's a pasuk. It's Asmachta. I Vama Ulam Abyechin Kotshim Shemesu Yotzu Midei Meila Dvar Torah. It's mashma that they lose the din of Meila at that point. B'mai. Then afilu kimei tsunami. Even if it's kimei tsunami, lo yeilo the akdish ashbol berek abayis. The person was makdish a garbage dump to berek abayis. Lo yisbu mila. Elo kotchim is beyach deraisa. Miyisbu mila. Really, it is bu mila, not miyis. Is bu mila. Elo hochi komad ve'rav yanai mehay kro kotchim berek vashaminim lo kotchim is beyach lo shamin. He means to say that we don't learn it out of the same pasuk. The one part, the regular pasuk of Mila is talking about Kotche Berakabayis, and granted there's another pasuk where we learn out that there's Mila by Kotche Mizbeach. Now this really, if anything, stresses and underscores the idea that I'm telling you, which is that it's totally different Mila. Mila of Kotche Berakabayis is one kind of Mila. That's all Rav Yanai was really coming to say. Machvalta, you should know it's clear that the Mila of Kotshim is Beach is separate. And really it is separate, because Kotshim is Beach is more of an Issa Veheter, even though we explained it has to do with Gzela, but it's Issa Veheter. And Kotshim Berek Abayis is Gzela. So really the Pella is, how could there be a concept of a Kazayas by Kotshim Berek Abayis? That's really what's the greatest difficulty here in the Sugya, is to understand what Shaykh Tziruf Bechlal by Berek Abayis. It's Gzela. What Shaykh Tziruf even between from one Kotshe Berek Abayis to another Kotshe Berek Abayis, that's one thing. And what Shaykh Tziruf from Kotshe Mizbeach to Kotshe Berek Abayis to Kazayas. So that's why Rashi's way of learning is definitely would be the choice way to learn, which is that in fact we're not even dealing with a Kazayas at all. But the fact is that Tosfos learns this way, and the Rambam brings this down, and the Mashmois and many Rishonim is that we're dealing with a Tziruf of a Kazayas. And that really is a plea. So if you look in the Rashash that we brought down here in the Maamar Makrimis, the Rashash doesn't really answer our Kasha. He perhaps answers the Raya, he doesn't answer the Kasha in Zvot. He says like this, Divreyem, the words of Tosfos, this is Bamsa Dvor Vachin Lamandam Kamon B'Mila. He says, Divreyem, Yitochnu L'Abashol B'Psochim. It's good according to Abashol and Psochim. Meaning Abashol and Psochim holds that Me'ila is also B'Kazayas. But the Chachom holds it's not B'Kazayas, it's B'Shova Prutim. And he says, "V'gam tira shedivreim lekamon b'divrei amaschu echod shekosav shenene b'chatzis ayis boso t'mur moed t'behano leko lemandoma d'bekazayis." He says, "I don't even know what he means." He says, "The Rasha says I can't even make sense of the words of Tosfos." The Rasha says, "He says because hano and kazayis have no shaykhis to each other. Either it's achila." What he means to say is like this. There is a sheet in Psochim that holds that Abashol, that holds that even Me'ila you need Achila. It's really an Isra Achila. Now if you learn it's an Isra Achila, okay, that has nothing to do with Hanoah. It's Achila. But to put together Hanoah and Pruta and Kazayas, that doesn't go. That doesn't work. That's his question. He says, "I don't understand what Tosfos even means. Shekosav she nene b'chatzi zayis bosom. At least the first Tosfos in the Perek, he says him ochel k'chatzi zayis. At least he bases it on achil. If you look at the top Tosfos, im ochel chatzi zayis bosom olazu chatzi zayis b'bosom olacheres. So there, at least he uses the terminology ochel. But the third Tosfos says nene. His lashon is im nene k'chatzi zayis bosom. So the Rasha says, I don't even know what that means. What does it mean, nene mechatzi zayis bosom? Hano has nothing to do with a kazayis. Tumui ma'oid, but hano elekel amandom et kazayis. So therefore, the Rasha says, I'm changing the gear synthesis. I take out the word hano. He says, in the third tosis, I take out the word hano, and I put in the word ochal kachatzi zayis. That's the Rasha's accomplishment. I feel that the Rashash's accomplishment here is very small. Very small. Because the only thing he answered to me was not a pshat kasha. He answered to me almost a diktuk kasha. In other words, kazayis goes together with achila. If you were making a chart, so kazayis and achila go together. Right? They have relativity to each other. And hana goes together with value. So Hano goes together with Pruta. So the Rasha says, I don't understand how Tosfos goes and takes Achila, a Kazayas, and Hano, and put them together. So he says, you know, so Rasha says, I'll change the gears. Instead of reading Tosfos, Sheim Neme B'Kachatzi Zayas, Mizem, Tosfos really means Imochel Kachatzi Zayas. But I'm telling you, it doesn't help me in Pshat. I still have my same Pshat Kasha. My Pshat Kasha is that Kotcher B'Rekabayas, is a din gzeila from Hekdesh. Has nothing to do with Achila. It's not Machol Sasuris. So if it's not Machol Sasuris, so I don't gain anything. By you putting in the word, like Yidl says, you put in the word Achila, you're not making it any better. Yeah, you're in the same hole. The only thing you gain is Alpidiktuk. You could say, you know what, now it's clean. Because Achila and Kazayas go together. But what's Pshat? The Rashash has not answered to me Pshat. And I don't even understand how Abishol comes in here. Because I don't believe there's any opinion that would tell you that Mi'ila by Berak HaBayis is Machol Sasuris. There's no Pesukim by Berak HaBayis that you can't eat it. The issue is Hano. The issue is Gezel. Gezel ben HaHekdesh. Whatever form of taking from Hekdesh. Hano, what's that Machol Sasuris? Mi'ila has nothing to do with Machol Sasuris. If Mi'ila had to do with Machol Sasuris, you wouldn't be chayiv if you had Hano and didn't eat. If you sat on a chair that belonged to Hekdesh, if you rode a behemoth of Hekdesh, it's the same Issa, it's the same Mi'ila. Berak HaBayis owns a horse, and you ride the horse, you're over the same Mi'ila as if you take a piece of steak that belongs to Berak HaBayis. So it has nothing to do with Machol Sasuris. Exactly. Exactly. And still, you see, it has nothing to do with it. You don't need a kazayis by Mi'ila. That's all what's sharia. There's 100% the din of Mi'ila has nothing to do with achila. And that's why taka by a brocha, if you have even a chatzi kazayis by a brocha. Why, Rav Daniel Mamish brought the right that I would bring to this kasha, to the kasha and the rashat. Somebody eats without a brocha rishayna, right? He has a teamer. He's more. Why? Because since it's not Machol Sasuris, it's Gezel, it's an Achil of Gezel, has nothing to do with the Shir Kazayis, like what Daniel said. That's the Gemara in Brochas. That there's a Maal even on less than a Kazayis. That's the Sugya. You're actually strengthening the Kasha. Rav Daniel is saying that even by Birch Hananim, where we compare Mi'ila to Hekdesh, it's on Pachas Mi Kazayis. Why? Because it's Mi'ila. Mi'ila has nothing to do with Kazayis. Right? There's nobody in Shas that would say that if you eat less than a kazayas of Achilles Heter, that there's no kilu maal. Correct, Rav Daniel? Because maal has nothing to do with the shear of kazayas. Yeah.
The test is pruta, right? There is still a shear, but even by any meal.
Pruta. It's a plea, it's mamish a plea. So I don't know exactly what the Rashash to do here.
I don't know what he gained over here, Bechlal. That's a plea of the Gazach. Like Daniel's saying, the Ochal doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the Shear. The Ochal I'm fine with. I have no problem with the Ochal. So I think that in order to answer this Kasha, I think we have to go back to a Yisoy that we discussed a while ago when we were talking about the Indian of Milov, that's the Indian of Gezel from Hektish. So the Lamaisa, it's not a regular Gezel. Even by Berek Abayis, it's not regular Gezel. Right? And that's what we discussed 2 weeks ago. If you had something that went to Berek Abayis that didn't have a specific, had nothing that it would be used for, so then there wouldn't be the meal on it. Right? Even though clearly Gzela there would be. If you just go from the, if I have an object in my domain that I'm not using, there's a din Gzela. Right? There's no question there's a din Gzela. But I'll bring you a clear raya that Mi'ila is not just Gzela. Mi'ila has to have a connection to Isser. Okay? You could say that the Isser has in it loosely a gather of you taking from Hektish. Yes. But it's not like Sigzo. After the Sigzo, there wouldn't even be Gzela from Hektish. Just like there's no Hezek from Hektish. If you're Mazik Hektish, there's no din of Shoriyeh Velosha Hektish. There won't be Gzela. The law that we know of won't apply to Hektish. There won't be Gzela. But, so now I'll tell you like this. The Mishnah Lamelech has a shaila. If somebody has hanoah from Macholos Asuris without eating it, if he's chayev, from Isuri hanoah. And the Mishnah Lamelech wants to say, L'chor, yeah, of course, if it's also banah, you take basar b'cholof. Instead of eating it, you rub it on your body. So Mishnah Malach says a chiddush. He says anything that's an oichel, right? If you don't eat it, it's called shaloi kederech hanoah. Anything that's a food, if you don't use it as a food, it's called shaloi kederech hanoah. And by Yisurim, there's a rule, shaloi kederech hanoah is potter. Now, if Me'ila is pure gzela, then it would be foolish to say that Mi'ila has to be Kederach Hanoah. It would be a foolish thing. If I steal from you Shaloi Kederach Hanoah, I'm a Gazel. That doesn't change the Gzela. Right? Of course I'm a Gazel. But if we learn that Mi'ila is a Isser, it's an Isser that it has Gedorim of Gzela, but it's Isser, then there would be room to say that if somebody has Shaloi Kederach Hanoah, he'd be Potter. My boy says it's a black and white Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about having Anor from Yisurim Shaloi Kederech Achil, Anor. And you would think, again, without the Gemara, if I would tell you, to bring in Mi'ila would be Narishkeit. Mi'ila is stealing from Hekdesh. What's that have to do if you do a Derech Anor? Not Derech Anor, it's the same thing. The Gemara over there says, Rav Yochanan Oyo Doyresh, Yoshev Doyresh, Petziloi Shal Hechel. He was darshaning, using the shade of the Heichel. How is he allowed to do it? And the Gemara says, well, Shaloi Kederech Hanoah. Because the Heichel was L'soicha Yosri. The Heichel was meant to be used on the inside. Rav Yochanan was using it not the normal way of its use. So Melech, there's no problem. Ask the Baruch Ber, ask the Birka Shmuel, his Talmud Rav Gershuni, asks from his Rebbe, Rav Birka Shmuel, what does Shaloi Kederech Hanoah have to do here? It's Gezel. Teretz is not Gezel. It's Gezel provided that you do it the way, it's Gezel with the guidelines of Issur V'Heter. So if you do it in a way that's not Oiskatlin Issur V'Heter, you're going to be Potter. And that's why Rav Yochanan, if he would use the Heichel in a way that was Shaloi Kederech Hanoah, he'd be Potter. So you could say very simple. Avada the Shear is a Pruter. That's because that's called Derech Hanoah. But once you're having Hanoah from Hekdesh Derech Achila, then it has to be a Mais Achila, what would be called an Achila. And therefore, it wouldn't be an Achila, you'd be no different than you should like a Derech Achila. You'd be Potter in that way. So in other words, it's true. If somebody would go and be Nana from it, Taka Hanoah, so you'd be Chayiv if you're Nana, even from a Shoveh Pruta. But if you're being nera through achila, then it has to be a ma'aseh achila. Otherwise, you're similar to Rav Yochanan that was derish petzilei shel heichal. You're being nehana shaloi kederech hana. This is all provided that we hold like the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says that since stam achila is bekezayis, so when you have a hana less than a kezayis, it's not called kederech hana. Less than a kezayis is not called derech hana until you have a complete hana. It would make sense if this is the way we're going to learn that Tosfos is only saying his chiddush by achila. Avada Tosfos would agree that if you would have hanoah from something not derech achila, of course the shir would be a pruta, no question. Now this that the Gemara says in Pesachim that there are cases where it is called kederech hanoah. That would be if you take something which already is, the Mishnah Melech says it's pasul from a food. If you take a food that got ruined and now it would be used as a medication or used as a cream, then that would be called derech hanoah. But so long that it's royal achila, the derech hanoah has to be through achila. So all I'm saying is, if you learn that way, then Tosfos Shita follows. It's not shver. Rashi held not. Rashi held everything goes by a shear of shomer pruta. That's Rashi. I'm just saying it's palatable to accept that if you're having hanoah derech achila, then it's got to be derech achila. Then you have to have a shear of achila. Because now your me'ila is through eating. Now it has to be the way it's eating. When Rav Yochanan was using the heichal, using the wall, he had to use the wall the way they normally use a wall. And if he didn't use the wall the way they normally use a wall, then that didn't constitute me'ila. That, I think, would be a mahalach here to learn. Okay, we'll stop.